I want to move on to LGBT rights, which was very important to you as Secretary of State. You made it one of your priorities. In fact, you gave a speech at the headquarters of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva with the goal to place LGBT rights in the international community's framework of human rights. In that speech, you said, like being a woman, like being a racial, religious, tribal, or ethnic minority, being LGBT does not make you less human. And that is why gay rights are human rights, and human rights are gay rights. I found it very interesting that you decided to not limit what you were saying to gay rights, but to include transgender people. There are parts of the world that are still imprisoning or even executing people for being gay. Being transgender is probably like way off the map for them. Was it difficult to decide to include transgender, which would strike some people as being more radical than including, than just including gay and bisexual people?
Well, LGBT includes the T, and I wanted to stand up for the entire community. I don't believe that people who are the L, the G, the B, or the T should be persecuted, assaulted, imprisoned, even killed for who they are. And this was the debate that I was having with leaders in many parts of the world who first denied there were any such people in their communities, that it was all an invention and export of the West, and then would change the argument to they didn't want people being proselytized, they didn't want children being abused. And I said, well, there are laws against that that are certainly appropriate. No one should be coerced. No one should be abused. But you're talking about the status, the very core of who a person is. And it has become, and I think will continue to be, a very important issue for the United States to combat around the world and to stand up for the rights of all people. And as I said, not just women, religious, ethnic, tribal, all people, including the LGBT community.
You added gender identity to the State Department's Equal Employment Opportunity Policy, and you made it easier for Americans to change their sex on their passport. Did you have to sneak that in without a lot of attention? I didn't know you'd done that, but I have a feeling if a lot of people had known you'd done that, you would have gotten a lot of pushback for that, because there's still a lot of people in our country who oppose gay rights and would probably even more so oppose like any recognition of the transgender community. Did you do that on on the quiet?
Well, I don't know how quiet it was. Even before I did that, I spoke to the LGBT employees at the State Department. I was aware of their hopes for some changes that might make it easier for them to be the professionals that they had signed up to be. I don't think it was any big secret. I think it was part of the overall efforts to try to treat people with dignity and equality. And certainly the Obama administration made some of its own moves at the same time with respect to the larger federal employee pool.
Were there positions you believed in as senator but you couldn't publicly support because you felt that it wasn't time yet, that the positions would have been too unpopular, that the public wasn't ready in regards to LGBT rights? And I often think that there are politicians who, you know, in their heart really support it, but don't publicly support it.
Well, I was fully on board with ending discrimination in the workplace on behalf of the LGBT community. I did not support gay marriage when I was in the Senate or running for president, as you know, and as President Obama and others held the same position. But it for me, became an opportunity to do what I could as Secretary of State to make the workplace fairer, something I'd always supported and spoke out about. And then when I was out of the Secretary of State position and once again free to comment on domestic matters, I very shortly came out in favor of full equality, including gay marriage.
So what's it like when you're in office and you have to do all these political calculations to not be able to support something like gay marriage that you actually believe in? And you obviously feel very committed to human rights, and you obviously put gay rights as part of human rights, but in doing the calculus, you decided you couldn't support it. Correct me if I'm reading it wrong.
Well, I think you're reading it very wrong. I think that, as I said, just as the president has said, you know, just because you're a politician doesn't mean you're not a thinking human being. And you gather information, you think through positions, you're not 100% set. Thank goodness, you're constantly reevaluating where you stand. That was true for me. We talked earlier about Iraq, for goodness sakes. So for me, marriage had always been a matter left to the states. And in many of the conversations that I and my colleagues and supporters had, I fully endorse the efforts by activists to work state by state. And in fact, that is what is working. And I think that, you know, being in the position that I was in the Senate, fighting employment discrimination, which we still have some ways to go, was appropriate at that time. As Secretary of State, I was out of domestic politics. And I was certainly doing all I could on the international scene to raise the importance of the human rights of the LGBT community. And then leaving that position, I was able to, you know, very quickly announce that I was fully in support of gay marriage and that it is now continuing to proceed state by state. And I am very, very hopeful that we will make progress and see even you know, more change in acceptance. One of my big problems right now is that too many people believe they have a direct line to the divine and they never want to change their mind about anything. They're never open to new information and they like to operate in an evidence-free zone. And I think it's good if people continue to change.
So you mentioned that you believe in state by state for gay marriage, but it's the Supreme Court, too. The Supreme Court struck down part of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which prevented the federal government from recognizing gay marriage. That part is now struck down. And DOMA was actually signed by your husband when he was president. In spite of the fact that he signed it, were you glad at this point that the Supreme Court struck some of it down?
Of course. And you know, again, let's... We are living at a time when this extraordinary change is occurring, and I'm proud of our country. I'm proud of the people who have been on the front lines of advocacy. But in 1993, that was not the case, and there was a very concerted effort in the Congress to, you know, make it even more difficult and greater discrimination. And what DOMA did is at least allow the states to act. It wasn't going yet to be recognized by the federal government, but at the state level, there was the opportunity. And my husband, you know, was the first to say that, you know, the political circumstances, the threats that were trying to be alleviated by the passage of DOMA, thankfully, were no longer so preeminent, and we could keep moving forward, and that's what we're doing.
So just to clarify, just one more question on this. Would you say your view evolved since the 90s or that the American public evolved allowing you to state your real view?
I think I'm an American. I think we have all evolved. And it's been one of the fastest, most sweeping transformations.
No, I understand,
but
a lot of people already believed in it back in the 90s. A lot of people already supported gay marriage.
To be fair, Terry, not that many. Yes, were there activists who were ahead of their time? Well, that was true in every human rights and civil rights movement. But the vast majority of Americans were just waking up to this issue and beginning to, you know, think about it and grasp it for the first time. And, you know, think about their neighbor down the street who deserved to have the same rights as they did, or their son or their daughter. It has been an extraordinarily fast, by historic terms, social, political, and legal transformation. And we ought to celebrate that instead of plowing old ground where, in fact, a lot of people, the vast majority of people, have been moving forward, maybe slowly, maybe tentatively, maybe not as quickly and extensively as many would have hoped. But nevertheless, we are at a point now where equality, including marriage equality, in our country is solidly established, although there will be places, Texas, just to name one, where that is still going to be an ongoing struggle.
I'm pretty sure you didn't answer my question about whether you evolved or it was the American public that changed with you.
Because I said I'm an American, so of course we all evolved. And I think that that's a fair
conclusion. So your opinion changed.
Fair conclusion.
So you're saying your opinion on gay marriage changed as opposed to you just felt it was comfortable.
Somebody is always first, Terry. Somebody's always out front, and thank goodness they are. But that doesn't mean that those who join later in being publicly supportive or even privately accepting that there needs to be change are any less committed. You could not be having the sweep of marriage equality across our country if nobody changed their mind. And thank goodness so many of us have.
So that's one for you changed your mind.
I have to say, I think you are very persistent, but you are playing with my words and playing with what is such an
important issue. I'm just trying to clarify so I can understand.
No, I don't think you are trying to clarify. I think you're trying to say that, I used to be opposed and now I'm in favor and I did it for political reasons. And that's just flat wrong. So let me just state what I feel like you are implying and repudiate it. I have a strong record. I have a great commitment to this issue, and I am proud of what I've done and the progress we're making.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I just want to clarify what I was saying. No, I was saying that you maybe really believed this all along, but, believed in gay marriage all along, but felt for political reasons America wasn't ready yet and you couldn't say it. That's what I was thinking.
No, that is not true.
Okay.
I did not grow up even imagining gay marriage, and I don't think you probably did either. This was an incredibly new and important idea that people on the front lines of the gay rights movement began to talk about and slowly but surely convinced others of the rightness of that position. And when I was ready to say what I said it.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.